Okay, thank you for waiting. Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Bas V'Cholov in Nat Bar Nat. And we'll do a little of Heksher Kelim. So we discussed yesterday that at Chaf Chaim that we only say Nat Bar Nat when the Tam Rishon is in, when the Tam Sheni goes into a, comes from a, the wall of a kli, the Tam Rishon is in the wall of the kli, and the Tam Sheni goes into a food. But if the Tam Rishon was in food, if the Tam Rishon was in food, so, and then it went into another, it went into a par of food, it went into another par of food, so then we don't say Nat Bar Nat. That's the Tam Rishon is not diminished when it's in a food. When the Tam Rishon goes into the walls of the pot, we say that the Tam Rishon is diminished, and it's Tam Kalish Gazeh. We don't have, you know, Tam Kalish Gazeh, and it's still not mixed with meat. It's going to be mutter if it subsequently mixes with meat, but if the Tam Rishon was in food, and then it went into a par vitam, so we don't say you don't have the coolness of Nat Bar Nat. Now, and of course you don't. We only have the coolness of Nat Bar Nat by Hetera, and not by Isser. And this is another exception. Dabar Charif is another exception. Right, if the kli is a ben yom a flesh a keli, and you cook a davar charif in that, and so the time goes out of the wall of the kli into the davar charif, that davar charif does not have the tenor of not bar nat. And I think even if it's ain't a ben yom, now in Hilchos Pesach we have an exception to this, that even though the Tam Rishon was in the wall of a kli, right? That even though the Tam Rishon was in the wall of a kli, and then it went into parv, you know, non-chametz stick of food, it still asers the non-chametz stick of food on Pesach. Right? I'm looking at the Ramah in Taf Mem Zayin. Right, Taf Mem Zayin, Halacha Hey, and the Ramah says over there in Halacha Hey, it's by Shach. Someone has their microphone on, and I can't hear. Okay, so thank you. So this is the Ramah in Taf Mem Zayin, Halacha Hey, and it's a little bit in. It's following the Shach, the Tzion for Shach Chaf Dalad. So it says V'chein Kol Davar Shemavashlin Mekli Chametz Kigon Yain Mevushal Or Mirkachas Ukedoyme Aser BePesach Avav Yom Tov Achron Yesh LaHakabol. So here we have a Nat Bar Nat of Chametz in the wine. Yet it's also for you know the deraisa days of Pesach. Says the Shach in Chaf Dalet, Shemavashlin Mekli Chometz, Velo Sharinin Mitam Nat Bar Nat Dehetera. The Dafka Hetera Gamor. Right, the Dafka Heter Gamor could go in Basar Shinis Arev Oso Tam Muat Imacholov. Ain't a roi l'chol alav shem chadash the hainu bas v'chalov. Right, when you have a tam muat of basar to go with milk, it's not roi. This is the way the shach words the mechanics of the why not or not is an oyser, right? It's Osay tam muat im hacholov einu rui lichol alav shem chadash tahainu basal cholov. Avol chametz, hari hu shmoi alav kamoi shahaya. It's always called chametz. And therefore, it's not heter gomer. It's because chametz is on Pesach, it's aser, and it was always called chametz. It never changed from non-chametz to chametz. It changed from heter to iser, but it was always chametz. So it's not like basav chalav. It was never basav chalav. The status of the thing itself changed. So there we see here. We're not on Pesach gufa. Regarding chametz, we had a chametz tikka ben yom okeli. You cooked non-chametz in that kli chametz, and it's aser on Pesach and Yom Tov Achron. You can be mekel. So that's yeah. No. We're talking about the nat bar nat goes into the food. I'll get to the case that you're referring to. I'll get to the case of kalim. We're not dealing with kalim. We're dealing with the concept of nat bar nat of chometz in food. So regarding hagalah, let's go to taf nun base. Halacha Aleph, Tachnun Beis Halacha Aleph, and there the Nat Bar Nat regarding Hagala will be non-problematic. When we're talking about Hagala, the Nat Bar Nat, when we're doing on a Hagala when we don't have Shishim. So here we have it. I'll read the Mechaber Tachnun Beis Halacha Aleph. Yesh lezacher lahagil koydum shachemishis. So do your Haggalah before the Chametz becomes Aser, so you don't have to worry whether or not you have Shishim or not, right? Because before Shash Chamishis, you don't have the status of Chametz. After Shash Chamishis, you're going to have to ask yourself, well, did I have Shishim Keneged the chametz that's coming out of the walls of the kli that I want to kasher. So do it before Shach Chamishi, you don't have to worry about Shishim. Ima Kelim B'nei Yoman are lav. Shishim as well. But the way the Mechaber puts it is you don't have to be medactic if they're B'nei Yoman or lav. If they're B'nei Yoman and you have Shishim, after Shach Chamishis, I'm not sure if Shishim is going to work, so I take that back. I'll just stick with the Mechaber here, I'm sorry. Yesh lezacher lahagil, I'll just read it again. Yesh lezacher lahagil koydum Shach Chamishis, kedei shelo yitzdarech ledakdek, im hakeli b'nei yoman arlav. You want to get the keli before the becomes, the chametz in the walls of the keli becomes awesome. Because as long as the chametz hasn't become aser, we're not bothered by the fact that the kli is going to be a ben yoman, and you'll be able to do hagolah. Yeah? Go ahead. I'm sorry. For some reason, you cut out. I didn't hear you, Mr. Katan. I didn't hear your question. Okay. Yeah. So let's see the Magen Avraham Aleph Taf Nun Beis. Ima Kelim Bnei Yoman Sha'af Al Pisha Kli Ben Yomo Ve'Ein Shishim Negdo Afilu Hachishari. Right. Says. Mishum to have a nat bar nat the hetero, masha ein kein acher shahe. So if you get it, so here we just said regarding putting nat bar nat into the wine, nat bar nat of chametz into the wine, that nat bar nat is going to ask the wine on the deraisa dika days of Pesach. Because we're going to look at that chametz that was in the wall of the the kli that was mavash the wine as isura, at least in some way, because it was always called chametz. So therefore, you have a napar not of chametz, and we're gonna and since it's not completely hetera, so then we're gonna be machmer to say that it's you don't get the kulas of napar not. But when it comes to hagala, koidim the right and that bishul of the kli yayin, right, that bishul of the kli yayin, the chametz and the kli yayin, that bishul l'chora took place long before Pesach, right? We're not, it's irrelevant whether it was done after or before Shachemishi. Even if it was done before Shachemishi, Erev Pesach, what you have in that wine is not barnat of chametz, and it's not hetera gomor because it was always called chametz. And there's a machlokes if it's a hetera bala, a sura bala, and the maisa, it's going to be there, it's a nat bar nat that's coming from a keli going into the wine. Nevertheless, it's not considered nat bar nat the hetera, and it's also on the derisa dikat days of Pesach. When it comes to hagala, as long as it hasn't reached shachamishis, we're not going to be medaktik that you have a ben yomo keli, and what's going into the water is not batal b'shishim, right? When you're doing hagalah with a ben yomo chametz tikka kelis, right? You cooked up some oatmeal erev Shabbos, sorry, erev Pesach, and so you have chametz in the walls of the kli, and now you want to do hagalah before shachemishi, right after breakfast. So the chametz is going to, right? You put it in a pot, and the oatmeal pot is going into a bigger pot of boiling water, and assuming you do not have shishim in the mother pot, keneged the oatmeal pot, the bliyas of chametz go out of the oatmeal pot. They're not bottled with shishim. It's really not parnat, right? It's a secondary time of oatmeal, of chametz in the mother kli. It's not bottled, and it goes back into the into the vessel that you're trying to kasher. So if that was Isura, if you look at, if that was Napranata Isura, you'd be out of luck. The Hagala would not work because you don't have Shishim. But since we're going to look at it as Hetera, so you're good, right? You have Napranata of Hetera is going to be Batal for the purposes of your Hagala's Kalim. So you have a Ben Yomo Kalim. You don't have shishim in your mother keli. The bliyas of chametz go in; they're not batal, and they recontaminate your kli. Your hagala really should not work, but since it's hagala, so it's going to work. So it's really a steer, right? We're looking at it as hetera. Regarding hekshar kelim, we're not bothered by chametz is considered somewhat aser, isura bala. We're looking at as hetera bala, and you have the clues of not for not. V'kasha says the Magen Avraham. Kasha d'hai b'simin taf mem zayin sef hey oyser rama devarim amuvushalim amispashalim v'lo hiter mitam nat barnat. That's we saw that. Sorry, I think I said shach. It was the Magen Avraham, of course, because we're in Orach Chaim, different person. But anyway, the we said over there that we oysered, even though it was not barnat. V'lama matir kan l'chat chila, it's a stira. Yesh lomar, the hacha kevan, the ika har betamim, min ha maichel l'kli, so the oatmeal into the pot, umina kli the maim, and then the it went from the kli into the hagala water, umin ha maim, the keli, shari. So we have three nice nei tam here. We have in the oatmeal in the wall of the kli, it going into the hagala water, and then it going back into the oatmeal kli. So we're going to be makel because it's not exactly nat barnat anymore. It's a nat barnat barnat. So when it comes to three nats, we will look at chametz as hetera. When it comes to two nats, we're going to look at chametz as isura. Or not heter gomer, in the words of the Magen Avraham, and So it's not food. It's not a food keli distinction, because it's not a food keli distinction. It's a, you know, two knots or three knots distinction. Okay, so that's a nice distinction in Hilchos Pesach that we say knot per knot by Hagola, right? You don't have Shishim. And still the Hagola works as long as it's Koidim Zmana Isser. Regarding food, a knot per knot into food, we don't say, we say it's not Heter Gomor. If it's not Heter Gomor, it's not knot per knot to Hetera. Now, let's move on a little bit, unless there are any questions on that, let's move on a little bit to the Mordechai and the Inyanim of Libun Gomor and Libun Kal. So, the Mordechai tells us there's two types of Libun. There's a Libun Gomor, there's a Libun Kal. The Libun Gomor has to... Right, when do you need Libun? Libun is... you know, classically, Libun is for like the barbecue grills, right? For roasting, there's no medium. The food goes right, is cooked right into the metal, and therefore to purge it, you have to heat the metal up very hot. So he distinguishes between Libun Chomer, Libun Kal. So the Mordechai says that so Libun Chomer. You need when it's Balaya Isser. So if it's Balaya Isser, you're going to need the Libun Chomor. And but if it was Balaya Heter, right, without the medium of water, like, so then you can use Libun Kal. And it doesn't have to get red hot and then the sparks flying off and Rabbi Simon always says he doesn't like blowtorching. And I totally agree. I don't like blowtorching either. Even for the purposes of Kasher and Kalim, it's dangerous. Hagala is also dangerous, so I kind of don't like Hagala either. I mean, I like Kasher and Kalim, that you can do that, but they're both dangerous. You have to be very careful. There's other ways to do... I did... someone told me about a Libun Gomor... in a bonfire, and there's other ways to do Libun Gomor without a blowtorch. You build a big bonfire and you put the piece of metal in there that needs to be kashered, and okay, that's the Maisedik, but that's a safer way to do it as long as you contain the fire. But anyway, it's okay. So Libun, so the Mordechai says by something that's Boilea Heter, it's enough to do Libun Kal. You know, it doesn't need to be red hot, it just needs to be Yad Saledus on both sides, and the way you measure that is with Kash Nisraf. If you put a piece of straw up to touch the metal and it's Nisraf, that will tell you that you've got your Yad Saledus, and it has to be on both sides or all sides. So let's look at Taf Nun Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Dalid. Tafnun Aleph, Halacha Dalid. Let's read the Mechaber, let's read the Ramah, and then the Taz. And we'll see, the Taz will bring the Lashon of the Mordechai, because the Mordechai is going to do some interesting things with the Libun Kal. Okay, so Zakta Mechaber and Dalid, Kigoin Shpudim, Kalim Shemishtamshin Behen, Al Yedei Ha'or, Kigoin Shpudim V'Achsalois, spits, the barbecue spit, Ukiyoitze Behen, so the food goes directly in without a medium into the metal, Tzrichim Libun, V'Had Libun, Hu, Ad Sheihu Nitoitzois, Nitzaisais nitazin mehen, until the sparks fly off. Haga, the yesh mekilin im nislabin kol kach shakash nisraf alav mibuchutz. And some are makel that all you need for the libun is that the kash burns V'noyegin kesvara rishoyna b'chol davar shedino b'libun. And we go like the libun. You need libun gomor for things that they need libun. Aval davar shedino b'hagala. If it only needs hagala, rak shiyesh bo yisadakim or oshemachmin labnoi sagi b'libun kal kazeh. Chatzuva tzricha libun. So this Yesh Mekilin is the Mordechai, and he's saying over here that something that needs Hagalah, something that only needs Hagalah, so you can do Libun Kal. So that's good. Because if you have a Keli that you just did Bishul with, right? You didn't roast with it, but you did Bishul with the Keli, and the Keli has cracks, or it has, you know, when you unscrew the handle, or there's just crevices that you can't really get at, and you're concerned there's chametz stuck in there, or the hagala won't purge it out of there. So it's you have an etza to do libum kal. You just burn it out, and you don't need the higher temperature of limud gomor. You just do libum kal. So that's something that needs hagala, so you can do libum kal. That's kind of pashut. That's obvious in a way, because by burning it up and making it disappear, the chayr is no worse than hagola. So let's see the taz here. I think it's marked off. It's at the end of taz ches. And v'hayesh mekilin shehevi rama haynu hamordechai. Loikosav came al hashpudim v'askalos. El al shar davar habaluim meheter. Right, so he didn't say the Mordechai wasn't makel by iser. I think he means iser that was used on a spit. There is no libun kal option. When did the Mordechai say his second his kula dika, you know, type of libun? Ela al shar dvarim habuluim meheter kegoin cholov or basar. So if it was you had chalav or basar on the spit, the ein tzarich libun gadol, the sagi atcha yatz aledus mishnei avrecha or sheyisroi fakash. And I thought one was I thought the shear was yatz aledus and yisroi fakash was the way you measure it. So if it was beloya heter all yaday or, you only need the libun kal, the cave and the bala hetera die lehem b'hagala. So now this is the kind of the big chiddush. He's saying that even though it was boileya al yedei or, you can do libun kal. One, two, you could even do hagala on this thing. The cave and the bala hetera die lehem b'hagala afagav de tashmishan. So there's two kulas here that the Mordechai is offering us by boilea heter al yedeha or. One is that you can do libun kal, you can burn out the milchiks or fleishiks respectively with the lower temperature libun, or you can do hagala. For lo gara libun ze mehagola, adkan l'shono. Adkan l'shono. So, v'kosav harama, gam kan l'inyin chametz, b'pesach, the bala hetera. So the Rama wants to extend what the Mordechai said by basav v'cholav to chametz. U'defi mashak Kosavti the Mairi Kanj Benitzla Allah Chomitz Mamish the Havi Kemoi Tanur the Hu Beli Rotev Vade the Gamma Mordechai Moide the Boin and Libun Gamor. So the Mordechai would disagree with the Ramah regarding Chomitz. Kevan the Min Hadin Sarech Libun. Bishita's Ramah Sarech Yun. Lumak Vagam Kasha Mashikosov Novanoigim Kol Dover. Olam atala zeh beminhag, the Vaha Zahu Das Hamikilin Mamish Shemachalak Bein Dinoi Belibun or Lo Kamosh Kasafi. So I, in order to understand, I'd like to take a look at the Magen Avraham Yod Aleph to think about the case of chametz all yaday that was boleya into metal all yaday ore. So the Magen Avraham Yod Aleph Dibur Maskel V'Yesh Mekilim HaMordechai V'Hagaz Maimenais Kosu Kain Belibun Mecholav L'Basar U'Kemoshe Kosov Simen Tav Kuftes Sefei Aval Gabi Chometz Matzrichen Limun Ma'alyo K'moshe Kosov Gabi Machbas Ayin Beis Yosef Rak Hadar K'moshe Kosov Deladas Isser V'Heter Shepasak De Chometz Mikri Hetera Bola Im Kain Gam B'Chometz Dai B'Libun Kal Kazeh. So that's where the Ramah is coming from. The Heter of the Mordechai to allow Libun Kal for to kasher a shpru that had basar on it or cholov, the Rama wants to extend that the chametz because the iter isra heter paskins that chametz is mikri heterabala, so naturally it fall into the category, the same category as basar or cholov. V'ayin masha kosafti simen tuf mem zayin sif hey the Rajba Svirale the Mikri Isurabala, right? It's a big machlokes. Is it Chametz Mikri Isurabala or Haterabala? So the Rajba Paskins it's Isurabala. And the Mishnah Brura, I think Mishnah Brura points out that Rav Poskim go that way, that it's Isurabala. We saw with the Kli Chametz Kod Mashah Chamishi, we were looking at it as not pranata hetera. If it was a surabala, you wouldn't, that wouldn't work with a ben yomo keli, where you don't have shishim, right? That wouldn't work. So we play it both ways. So Rav Poskim saw, hold, yeah, the isura, the chametz, the isurabala, but there are times when we were mekel. So v'im kain, going back to the Magen Avraham, if we go like the Rajba that chametz is mikri isura bala, so then we're not going to be able to use the heter of the Mordechai to use liban kal the mikri isura bala im kain afilu b'diavid yesh lasar im lo libna oisoy kol kach. So you can't use the Mordechai's liban kal for chometz, because the Mordechai only said his thing by hetera, and we paskin most of the time that it's chometz is mikri isura bala. So that's that's the two main chidushim of the Mordechai, is that you can use liban kal when it's boilea heter, and when liban kal works, you can do hagala b'makom the libun kal. Like, he really turns it around right? He gives you a new type of libun, and when the libun kal is sagi, so then hagala works b'makom libun. So of course you can do libun kal when you need hagala. That's an easier term. So I think we'll hold it there for today. Any questions? Okay, so thank you for joining. Okay, great. Thank you for joining. So have a great day. Bye.